views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life, you.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. We are so happy to be here today. This is your host, Carol Dorian.
And this is your host, Justice Welling.
And today, we are talking about path and purpose. How many people, I know myself, I have been in that place where we ask ourselves and we ask the divine and we ask spirit, what is my path? What is my purpose? Am I on my path? Where am I meant to be in life? This is a question that so many of us have, and there are so many different dynamics to that.
Yeah, it's like, is our path leading us to our purpose? Sometimes it seems we're on the right path, but something or someone steers us off our path. These are what I like to call distractions.
Mm-hmm.
But what's important is if we have steered off our path and we are confused about our purpose, just to get back on our path and be ready to receive. I'd like to look at my path as a road, an interstate, if you will. And as I'm driving along, there's different routes, there's different exits.
You know, that's the thing. It's like you could be heading somewhere. You're on your way. You think you know exactly where you're on your way to. You've put the address into the navigation.
Right.
You're definitely headed there. But sometimes what happens? You take a wrong turn. You get off the wrong exit, and then what does nav start doing? Recalculating.
Yeah, rerouting.
Rerouting, yeah. And recalculating, mm-hmm, your path. And I think that's what we do. We start where we're at. We get off on that different exit, and then we have to recalculate. And, you know, in today's show, what we want to talk about are the different things, the different emotions, the different spiritual aspects that take us to that place of recalculating, and how can we trust what it is that's recalculating? Sometimes it could be our fear that's recalculating. Sometimes it's the divine intercepting and saying, hold it a minute. There's something else out there for you. And we're going to go into different portions and different aspects of that. For those of you who are listening, if you have questions, you want to call in today and share your experiences, ask your questions, feel free to do so at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to call in after the show, you can at 312-898-2285. Log on to our site, spirituald.com. But I love what you're saying, Justice, about the path. And purpose.
I mean, it's if I started off on one road, one destination, but if I'm on my road, I'm on my interstate, if you will, there could be something that entices me to get off and exit. And maybe I stayed off that exit a longer period of time than I originally thought or planned. Did I miss my opportunity then? Did I miss my purpose? Or was the exit my opportunity? Am I supposed to now stay on this exit? Do I go on a completely different route? Or do I go back on the road I originally started on? You know, We all have different paths and roads and journeys, but what's important to remember is what we want, what we're fighting for, and what our goals and ambitions are. Whether it's love, career, spiritual growth, stick on your path, even if something looks inviting or enticing. We need to stay on our path and stay on our road. But don't get me wrong, it's good to take a break, and it's good to change paths when it's needed. But distractions, especially negative ones, could only harbor us from staying on our path.
You know, the thing is about that, when you talk about if we get off the path, get back on, here's an example I can think of. How many times have we started a certain type of eating plan? You know, we'll say, and sometimes it's for weight loss, sometimes it's for food allergies.
Just to be healthier.
And we say, okay, these are the foods I'm supposed to be eating. These are the foods I'm not going to be eating.
That I need to steer away from,
exactly. And then you're doing so well, and then you say, okay, well, I'm just going to, I tasted this. I was at a birthday party. I was at a restaurant, whatever the case may be. And you say, you know what? I've done this. I've messed up. I might as well just eat everything and anything I want. You know, that's how it is with other areas when you're on a certain road or path.
Absolutely.
It's like, well, I've gotten off. I've steered away from what I was doing. So why don't I just stay away from it?
And sometimes when we set a destination, set our goals, our paths, we're on our road, we're taking that journey, that spiritual journey, we're fighting for the things that we want, and something does distract us or entice us, and we do get off of an exit, it's like, now that's where all those questions come in. Well, was that my original plan? Was this the universe? Was this spirit telling me I was supposed to get off? And that's when I say we need to be confident in what we want. We need to be sure what it is that we're fighting for. There is times that you may feel you're on the right path and you are succeeding in everything that you're supposed to be succeeding in, and you're reaching all the goals and plans that you set for yourself. But you still don't feel complete. You don't feel excited or happy. And maybe these are not the things that you want. You are allowed to change your mind.
That, I'm so glad that you say that, because some people are, and I've worked with people like this, and I've had people say to me, Carol, you know, this, I was so passionate about where I had begun,
exactly.
Whether it's a career choice, whether it's a relationship, whether it is a decision of where to live, what school to go to. This is what I was feeling, and I was very passionate about it, and now I'm at a place that doesn't feel right anymore.
Exactly. I mean, you did it. You succeeded. You reached your goals. And we're excited and we're happy and we're proud. But I still don't feel complete. I still don't feel happy. Because you don't feel happy or complete. Maybe it's not your goals that need to be changed. If you changed your goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And said, this is the life, this is the relationship, this is the spiritual connection, this is what I want, and you're achieving it and you're still not happy. What are we going to do? Automatically change our route, change our goals. But what if we did that and we're still not happy?
And that is exactly what we really want to be addressing.
Yeah. If you change your mind and you set new goals, are you going to be happy with them? Maybe your goals are not the problem. I feel it's something within, something that is not functioning properly, some type of problem with your energy or aura, a blockage or imbalance that is making us feel incomplete, not filtered, not good enough, or that nothing is. Or we could be having a hard time setting goals or getting on any type of path and staying on it. But if that is the case, this is more than likely coming from our past.
Exactly. And you know, a lot of the goals that we are setting, It's important to know where those goals are coming from. Mm-hmm. Are these the goals that mom and dad had for you?
That's right.
Are these the goals that you've chosen to prove a point to someone else? Or is this coming from your true point of happiness? But, you know, when you say that, what if we changed our goals? And what if we've totally rerouted ourselves and we would even achieve them and we're still not happy? And then you talk about it comes back to something that's imbalanced
within us,
within spirit. Just like in the physical body, you can have that deficiency or that immune difficulty. Mm-hmm. Something sometimes is imbalanced within. And you say, if I could only get this far, I'd be happy.
That's right.
If I could make this amount of money, I'd be happy. And you know what? It's not like when you reach this dollar amount, when you reach this relationship, you'll be happy. It's when you are happy, you will reach this relationship.
Absolutely.
Or this dollar amount, or this job, mm-hmm. or this evolving that
That's
you've
right.
desired to complete. So it's not when I get this, I'll be happy.
Right.
It's when I'm happy, I'll get A, B, and C.
Right.
And this is where it comes down to finding out, why am I not happy? So if I'm not happy, does that mean that when I have this or I'm here, I will be? Maybe temporarily. But if something is not healed within, if there is a missing component and a missing piece that's been depleted within, odds are you're not going to be happy because it's from your past.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You could be carrying energy that does not belong to you. Energy that you are carrying from your past that you have not filtered. And that energy is going to make you feel stagnant. It's going to make you feel like you're not moving forward in certain situations. Filtering your past and the energy from your past is going to give you a fresh start. For you to start building a foundation, for you to start finding out what your purpose is and getting on the path that is right for you. You know, finding your path and purpose is important. But you also need to be ready and prepare to walk on your path and fulfill your purpose. And in order to do that successfully, you need to be balanced, positive, and filtered. Blockages and imbalances, unwanted or stagnant negative energy from your present or your past, aura or chakra issues are only going to delay or distract you. It will be that negative exit. It will be that boulder in the middle of the road. It will be that uncertainty calling out to you to say, maybe I should get off that exit.
Mm.
Maybe this was a distraction. So knowing what you want and making sure that you have what you need to have to be successful on your path and in your purpose is very important.
Ah, I love what you say, knowing what you want. And that comes from hearing from who? From yourself.
From yourself. From and like yourself. I said, you are allowed to change your mind.
You are.
You can set new goals. You can reach your goals and be happy and set new ones, or halfway through decide you need to switch it up. And you can do that. But things you need to look out for is, like we were saying earlier, I've done it and I'm still not happy. I'm still not fulfilled. I've reached the goals and I'm still not setting new ones. I still don't feel like I'm complete. And that is the big thing. You know, if I set my calories for the day and complete them, I feel complete. You know,
awesome.
I've succeeded.
Yeah.
You know, so for us to set spiritual goals, relationship goals,
mm-hmm.
and complete them, we should feel excited, happy, and fulfilled. And when we don't, it's a sign, it's a signal telling us something is wrong. Is it a filtering problem? Is it a chakra imbalance? Is it an aura retention? Is it something physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually?
Yes. You know, where is that coming from? And you know, when you talk about, when you touch on, I've completed it and I'm still not happy, I want to touch a little bit on the person that says, I can't complete it.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to touch on the person also that says, I don't know what it is that I want to complete. But from wherever that person is coming from, whether it's whatever I complete, I'm still not happy.
Right.
I don't know what it is that I want to complete. The person that says, I'm on the path to it, but I don't get there. That comes down to purpose. What is the purpose that you've created these goals? And the way to get through all of this is it really comes down to cleaning house, going through the spiritual clutter, moving stuff around, and getting to the center of self. And when you get to that place where you say, this is what I want, and you know where that's coming from, you're going to be able to move forward. And people who have a difficulty in doing that are usually, now we all have that difficulty at some point. Doesn't mean everybody's carrying a spiritual blockage.
Right.
But usually what happens is when you find yourself, I'm 40, I'm 40 years old, I'm 35 years old, I'm 28 years old. Everybody sets a different age goal. But when you get to a certain age in a certain stage in a certain place, and it's still not going anywhere, you still feel like you're just starting over again, the odds are the path that you're on may just be a winding road. You got to get off that road, sit down, sit back, take a breath, and understand what has put you on that road in the first place.
Yeah, you have to know where you were coming from to know where you are going.
Absolutely.
And the most successful way to do that is just what we said. You need to be filtered, balanced, positive in order to start on a path, in order to get to your purpose. You cannot say, I'm going to start a path today, but not have those goals set and be uncertain or carrying energy from your past or going through a negative situations that you don't have clarity or answers to. You have to have that clear mind. You have to get the answers from yourself. You have to start on almost a clean slate, right?
Yes.
You have to start positive. And so, like you say, cleaning house is step one in getting rid of things that are unwanted.
Mm-hmm.
To start your path, to get to your purpose.
Because, you know, it's kind of like, imagine you setting on your path with a lot of luggage, and this path is by foot. You're carrying all these bags with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, you know what? This is really, it's slowing me down.
Oh, it's not slowing me. I promise you, I'm going to fall. I'm going to trip over those bags. I'm going to lose some of them. Of course, we're going to really decide then what we want to start carrying and what we want to start letting go.
Oh, yes. What do I need? What do I need from that experience that I've experienced in the past? What do I need to let go of? And the best way to find that out is to go through, whether you're already working on it or if you'd like to work on it with us, a spiritual diagnostic.
Yeah. And, you know, in a perfect world, we would start on our path with clean energy, clean mind, so much positive energy, and everything is just perfect. And we would set our goals and walk our path and reach our purpose and feel complete. But sometimes this is not a perfect world. So what you need to do to get to that point is filter, find out what the problem is. Find out why either you've got excited or enticed and got off that exit, or did you stay on too long, or what the situation is. And I always stress to everybody in every show, education is very important. You need to educate yourself and whatever is available to you. And if you're listening to this show, you are educating yourself.
Absolutely.
If you're on Transformation Talk Radio on any show, you are educating yourself into your spiritual condition and what you need for a better tomorrow.
I love that you say that. It's about educating yourself. And, you know, so we talk about path and purpose. We're talking about where are you, basically, where are you and where are you going? sometimes
and what you need to get there.
Exactly. And what you need to get there. Because sometimes where you're at doesn't line up with where you're going.
Absolutely.
Where you're going may not really be the destination that you truly desire. So everybody, each and every one of us, we have a certain purpose in this life and all of our lives. Connecting to the people that we know and do not know, each one of our lives are going to affect each other in one way or another. There's a vibrational frequency that is sent out to the universe. When you reach a certain stage of maturity and readiness, and you're put into your path, you are going to facilitate growth and healing for other people. Even if you're not a spiritual healer, each and every one of us do have a connection to each other, and we are meant to strike a certain vibration toward right. each other. So it's also very important to understand the vibrations that you've been exposed to. What vibrations have struck a frequency in your energy field, and what is it that you're giving out or not giving out? Because those are the energies that can either facilitate or block our advancement. And we're going to touch more on path and purpose when we return from this short break.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thank you.
and we're talking about path and purpose.
Yes.
And if you're anything like me, sometimes when you're on your path, there are some patterns, you know? Sometimes I repeat the same patterns. I'm one of those, you know, it takes me a few times to learn my lesson type person. If you're repeating the same pattern and you're having the same outcome, it's not because you're attracted to the same type of thing or person. It's not the universe punishing you. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're attracted to the same type of person or the same type of job or pattern and you keep going after it, you're going to have the same outcome. But for those of you who are trying to break the negative pattern of failing pasts, we're here to tell you that there is a road, a path, a journey for you, filled with everything that your heart desires and that your heart wants. But you just have to be, and I said this in the last show, the right place, the right time with the right person. And that is very difficult to achieve sometimes, right?
Yes.
Because it seems like that's, we all have to have all of our ducks in a row in order to succeed what we want. And it starts here. It starts with knowing what we want. It starts with having that positivity. It starts with releasing all of our negative from the past.
You know, it's like when you talk about the people in our life, relationships.
Yeah, relationships.
Sometimes these are love relationships, relationships with family members, with friends. You know, who you take on your road, on your trip with you is going to, can really dictate how things turn out. So you can't always help how, where other people are at or what they're feeling or what they're not feeling. But if you know exactly what you expect from your journey, other people's vibrations are not going to be able to hinder you when you know what you expect and you are in a healthy place spiritually. So does that mean that if I'm planning a trip, for example, and I say, you know, I'm going to bring, I'd like to invite this certain group of people with me. And these people decide that they want to do something different than what I wanted to do. How do I divide my attention and my time? And you know, life is a trip. Life is a journey. Life is basically a path. It's a road. And sometimes on this path, we are so hard on ourselves about dividing where we want to be, who we're going to be with on the journey, and dividing that time and putting ourselves in the place of saying, this is what I'm going to do for me first. So many people are depleting themselves on their path because they're making too many road stops.
Yeah, those distractions.
Those are the distractions.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're making all of these stops, just keep in mind that you, where you are and where you're going needs to be first and foremost. And that's hard to do sometimes. That's very difficult to do. But at the same time, we need to be in a place to hear from spirit. When you know what your path is and you know what your purpose is, it doesn't matter who decides to come along. It doesn't matter who says, I'm not going to come along. It doesn't matter where you find yourself, how hard it is to get there. You're going to keep going.
And it seems in love and relationship, you know, we start on a path with somebody and we're continuing on that path and that person may have left our life. You know, so then somebody is thinking, do I continue on this path? Was I only on this path because of this person?
Mm.
Because you start a journey with somebody. Not a lot of people start a relationship and say, well, I don't know where this relationship will be next week, but, you know, I'm staying on my path. A lot of people build their path with their significant other.
Yes.
And their path, they feel like their path is broken after that person leaves. And they don't even know if they should be on that path or start a new one. You know, and I hear a lot of that. I mean, we know we've been hurt and lost. There's times that we feel unbalanced or empty because, well, a lot of different things and emotions. But because of the lack of wanting to give physically, mentally, and emotionally to our significant other, or the one, which mm-hmm. I like to call it.
Yes.
So why don't we have the opportunity to give on our road sometimes? Is it I am not giving or receiving properly? Am I not good enough? Am I broken? Is my relationship stagnant because they're not the one? Or have we just hit a rough patch? Am I stuck on the wrong person? Or right person, wrong time?
And you know, that's the thing about path and purpose. When what I was saying and what you're saying is who you bring on the path with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you know, we started on this path together. So if this person is no longer my partner,
right?
If this person is no longer with me, we're no longer looking for sometimes where we're going. We're trying to ask ourselves these things. Is this the right person? Where am I with this person? Right person, wrong time. So
right.
A broken love relationship can divert us.
That's right.
From our path. But when you find what it is that's creating your pattern, nothing stops you from your path and you ultimately reach your purpose. Sometimes it's loss of a loved one. Starting all over again, whether it's through love, whether it's a situation in your career, whether it's the loss of a loved one, there's different things that, different dynamics and situations that we go through, endure, and experience that take us through a period where we think we need to redirect, recalculate, or just get off the road and sit still for a
while.
That's
right.
And we're not heading in any direction. We're not moving forward. We're not moving backward. We're sitting still. So then how can we reach our purpose? And where is that path? Where did it start? Where did it end? It's very important to come to the place of realization of why did I start this particular path? What has taken me away from this path? And what is the purpose that I was looking to reach through this path? So if the people who started out with you are no longer there, mm-hmm. if the job that you started out with is no longer there, if everything is being taken away and everything is being removed, and the only thing that's left is yourself, and you have to really analyze and regroup, the odds are you are carrying something that was too heavy for you to take on this path with you,
mm-hmm. yeah.
blocking you from getting to your
yeah.
purpose.
And that's something that you could have gotten from your past life at times, or it could be something that you've adopted on your path that you're walking now.
Oh, yeah, maybe you picked up a hitchhiker.
Maybe. I've done that a time or two or ten.
You could have picked up. And sometimes that hitchhiker might not be a person. It could be some energy.
Absolutely.
That tried to catch a ride clinging to your aura.
A blocked chakra, a retention in your aura, connectivity issues, negative people or energy stemming from the past. It could be the uncertainties, the confusion, the not having confidence and self-esteem. And that does come from chakras, certain chakras.
Yes.
And not having that energy flow, not being able to give and receive to yourself, to others, and making that energy flow. That in itself is going to create a blockage. That in itself, you know, we always say if there's no gas in the car is not going to go. And we're talking about paths and roads.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're in the car, and there is no gas, we are not going to get off and exit. We are not going to stay on that road. We are not going to get another route. We are not going to pick up a hitchhiker,
exactly.
Which may be a good thing. But here's the thing. We don't have the opportunity. We don't have the opportunity to do any of it. Your opportunity starts by finding out who you are, what you want, and do you have what you need to achieve it?
Exactly, because if this is a long journey, and for some of us to get to purpose, the path is long to get to purpose, you want to be hydrated. You won't always be comfortable, but you really want to have the right gear with you and the right fuel with you.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that fuel.
That food and that fuel is your knowledge, your education, to know again, who you are and what you need. Do I have any blockages? Am I with the right person? Am I on the right path? Information is important. And I promise you that if you know these things and you get your answers, you will have a very successful journey on your path and reach your purpose.
Absolutely. And you know, I'd really like to touch on the fact, and I just was touching on this about 3 days ago with somebody that I was working with, that sometimes you are perceiving your purpose and your destination by the person that you're involved with, whether it's a work relationship, an intimate relationship. You're redirecting your path or your purpose to meet somebody else's requirements or where it is that they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that may not be your path and purpose. So it's very important to find out what's going on inside and to be able to hear from self. And I know we talk about that no matter what we're talking about, it always comes down to finding out what's going on inside. It always comes down to finding out what is blocking you and hindering you.
Absolutely.
Because trying to figure out what's blocking and hindering someone else, because that's what's stopping me. If this relationship would be right, I could get there. If I got this job, I could get there.
Absolutely.
What is hindering this person? Because if this person would get on board, I could get to where I'm going. Well, I've got news for you. Whether that person gets on board or decides to never get on board, you have to be strong enough within yourself to keep going in order to reach your destination.
Yeah, you got to get on board.
You got to get on board.
You
got to
get on board, find out the information that you need to find out. And that's why I love that in every show, we have a complimentary service that people could take advantage of to get the information. You know,
absolutely.
They don't have to search it. They don't have to have a hard time looking. It's here and it's everywhere. Anywhere they look, it's there. The information is there to find out who am I? What do I need? What do I need to get there? And you will be successful on your path.
You know, once you send that invitation
to the universe,
exactly. And say, I'm inviting knowledge in.
That's right.
I'm inviting healing in. I'm inviting love in. I am inviting my desires to enter into my life. You're going to be led to the information and the reasons as to why it hasn't come in. You're going to be led to the information of when it's going to come in. Spirit will not let you down. If you really get into the place that you're willing to hear from spirit. Every single individual one of us have a specific path and purpose. And it's like you said, even if we're redirecting ourselves or allowing someone else to redirect us, it's never too late. If you're in a place where you don't know where you're going and you can only think of where you've been, you're holding on to energy that is confining you to one space and place and time, not allowing you to find your true purpose.
Yeah. And I love when you were talking and it's just, it sounds so much like you were talking about how, you know, we have clients who are like, I've manifested this. And that's exactly what you were sounding like as one of our clients who were like, I've manifested it. I'm in the right place. This is what I want. This is what I am attracting to myself. This is what I'm asking from the universe. And this is what I am manifesting. And yes, I believe 100% when you say we all have a purpose, but sometimes we don't know what it is.
Absolutely.
And by doing that and being in that state of mind, you are going to manifest the energy of knowing what it is.
You're going to exactly manifest the energy that leads you to the answer of knowing this is what I want. This is what I want. Not what I think I should want.
Not this is what my parents told me growing up I should have.
This is what I want.
This is what I want because society tells me so.
Exactly.
But it's because it's what you want. It's what you think of. It's what you dream of. It's what you see in your dreams. It's what you feel in your soul. It's your happy place.
Absolutely. And in the happy place, sometimes the weather can get a little stormy and a little rough. Sometimes we feel like the sun hasn't come up for a really, really long time. And we're just waiting for that little bit of a breakthrough. We're just waiting for that little bit. So you know what? The weather's cleared up. I'm going to get back on the road again and continue my journey. For those of you who are listening to this, if you feel that your journey has come to a pause, you cannot get on your path, and you cannot find your purpose, give us a call after the show at 312-898-2285. 312-898-2285. If you have questions about your path and purpose, or you'd like to share your experiences with us, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You can call in on the air and ask your questions, or log on to our site, spirituald.com.
We're going to take a short break, and we will be back with more Path and Purpose after this.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Thank you, and we are back, and you are listening to Spiritual Diagnostics, where we diagnose your spiritual condition. And today we are talking about path and purpose. And for those of you who are unsure if you are on the right path or unsure if you are succeeding in your purpose, we want you to give us a call so we can give you a detailed reading about your past, your present, your future, your plan, your purpose. We're going to give you a diagnostic session, which is basically telling you what you have, what you don't have, and what you need.
Exactly.
It's just like going to the doctor and getting labs and x-rays and scans. We're going to zoom in on your problem. We're going to find out where your problem is, the reasons that you have not achieved what you want to achieve or trying to achieve, what are the delays. We're going to give you the information that you need so that you can help yourself and your future.
Absolutely. And I have had so many people say to me, Carol, I have been on this path for a very long time and I am not reaching my purpose. And what I say to people is, let's find out why.
That's right.
What are you carrying? What do you have in these bags? Maybe it's too heavy for you to take it on this path with you. And if that's the case, it's going to be such a struggle reaching that purpose. And yes, struggling in hard times, difficulty, it does bear fruit. We do learn from those experiences. But if you're in a place in your life that you have found yourself struggling with it for too long, going through it, and you're saying, I don't even know what my purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what path I'm on, what path I've been on. I just can't see it forward. I can't see it backward. So I'm just sitting still. If you have been too tired, too depressed, too blocked by issues energetically, spiritually, emotionally, on all different levels, to even attempt to get back on your path, you do need help. You do need clearing. You do need removal of these energies. Allow us to assist you in finding what it is that you are carrying that is not serving your path of wholeness, that is not serving the plans that you have made for yourself, or that you may feel the invitations that you are putting out to the universe are not being received. Sometimes we feel like we're putting it in the wrong mailbox.
Yeah.
You know, let's find out what it is that is blocking you, stopping you, and holding you back. Because I assure you that those answers, they are within you. But if you've been confused for so long,
if you've been stagnant for so long,
then you really are in a place where you don't know what you're hearing. You don't know where it's coming from.
And you don't know what version of yourself you're hearing it from. Like you say, the broken version, the past version, the new and improved version. And this is the point where you have to say, I can't do this alone. I need to have faith in myself, faith in spirit, faith in my spiritual connection, that energy is going to lead me and guide me to people, to places, to answers, to situations where I can find out the answers and information I need to help myself.
Absolutely. And I always touch on this because I feel this message can never get old to me. I feel that everybody is usually so surprised to find out that they had the answers all along.
Absolutely.
And the answers were within themselves, but due to certain energies, due to certain pain or trauma that's been unreleased, it's been so difficult to hear the information or to use the tools that you have. And this is where coming to the light of what is blocking you and what is stopping you from moving forward is going to facilitate that release, allowing you to get exactly where you need to go, reaching your full purpose, what it is that you were put here to do, whether it's becoming a spiritual healer. I work with so many people who have spiritual gifts who are meant to do so much healing through their hands. meant to do so much healing work in the physical, medical world, meant to make a difference in children's lives, adults'
Absolutely.
Lives. But if you're blocked, your healing abilities are going to be blocked as well. For some people, it's just part of their journey in this lifetime to simply be in the right place at the right time for their life. There are so many people that have already in a past life fulfilled all of their duties pretty much when it comes to everyone else. And maybe this lifetime is about just resting and finding some happiness.
Absolutely. And you know, I always say, if you didn't feel good, would you see a doctor? If
Absolutely.
You were dizzy, if you were fatigued, if you had pain in your body, if you fainted, if you needed to be on medication, would you not go to the doctor?
You should. Now, there's some people who are stubborn and won't.
I know.
I've been that person a time or two. But you should.
You need to. Why? So you can be healthy. So you can be happy. So you can walk your path. So you could live your life and have a successful future with whatever you choose. Family, friends, love, business, whatever. Spiritual growth, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're having the same symptoms spiritually, you need to go to a doctor. So if you're not in the physical, if we are fainty or blood pressure or dizzy, but in the spiritual, if we're not moving forward or back, we're stuck in one spot. Or if we are repeating the same patterns when it comes to love and relationship, same person, different name. If we have done the meditations, like, and read the books, but we're still not where we are spiritually, there is a problem. You need to get on that medicine. And that medicine is, maybe it's chakra balancing, maybe it's a mantra, maybe it's a meditation, maybe, but you're never going to know until you do it.
Absolutely. And for those of you who would like to take advantage of our offer, please contact us at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. We have a few minutes left. So if anybody has a question and you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Log on to our site, spirituald.com.
And for those of you who didn't have time to call in, if you go to our website, you will see a contact us page. You could send us an email, leave us a message, or ask your question. And you can give us the choice, do you want us to read your question on the next show and we could read it live and you could call in, or ask your question and we could send you a message back or an email, and everything will be private and confidential.
Absolutely. And we've received a lot of emails, people asking us, when are we going to do the questions and answers show? And we would just like everybody to know that we are still preparing that. And for those of you who have not heard your letters read on the air, we have not prepared that show yet. But when we do, we are going to read what it is that you've sent to us and answer your questions. And for people who say that they'd like that done and you don't want your names mentioned, we respect your privacy and confidentiality, just let us know in your request that you would like your name not to be mentioned. And we are definitely going to be doing a show where we're just reading your letters and answering your questions.
And we'll make sure and send everybody who wants their questions answered on air an email with the date, time, and show so they can listen in and hear. And I know we're going to have a lot of callers in that show and be like, yeah, that was me. I wrote it.
Yes. Absolutely. So we've got a few minutes left, and before we go, I would just like to remind everybody that if you have been on a certain path or not even sure what path you've been on, and you find yourself questioning, what is my purpose? You do have that answer. We would love to be a catalyst to lead you to it. to help you on your inward journey on that path to discovery and healing. Discovery and healing is what it's really about in every lifetime. It has been a pleasure talking about path and purpose with all of you. We are sending out love, light,
and blessings.
Namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.